some days you don't want to drink the whole bottle. If you're looking to quench your thirst with some wine, but you don't want to drink too much, we have the answer. Half bottles.
And joining us now live is syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Good evening.
Hello, Brennan.
Half bottles, not necessarily half price, though, for starters.
No, not always. As a matter of fact, there's a little bit of a markup on them. You know, it's not exactly 50%, so, you know, maybe 60%. But the trick is finding them. A lot of half bottles, a lot of producers don't make half bottles. And the stuff that does make it into our marketplace generally goes to restaurants because they want to, you know, be able to provide different tastes with different courses. So, you know, finding the half bottle is a little tricky, but I think we found a few that you'd really like.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Well, you know me, I love the bubbles.
Mm.
So yes, we're going to start with
Shocking.
Champagne. So no, Brennan, not beer.
But we're
gonna
we'll wait for that.
We're going to start with a non-vintage Montandon Brut Champagne. Now, this from Reims, France. It's just a terrific balance between fresh, opulent fruit of peaches, apples, pears, and then the rich notes of buttery brioche. What I really like about this, it's got great depth and persistence on the palates. But, you know, it's light and crisp, and it's a really good wine choice, say, for a picnic basket, and it's only $20.
You also have been talking about an orange citrus-flavored wine.
Yeah, now this is a little unusual because when I think of sherries, I think of sort of sweeter or dessert wines. Mm-hmm. Not so. From the land of sherry in Jerez, Spain, comes the non-vintage Valdespino Manzanilla Deliciosa. And let me tell you, this really is a deliciosa. It's a dry sherry wine made from the versatile Palomino grape. It features notes of nectarine, citrus, a little bit of marzipan in there, but it's got also this unique hint of saltiness on the nose, which I really like. But then the flavors of orange citrus, roasted nuts, fresh baked bread, they're just remarkably crisp and light with just a touch of saline minerality that hints of the beautiful salty Sierra that comes in off of that Spanish coast. I think this would be a wonderful complement with, say, cheese, olives, maybe a charcuterie, and it's only $15. It's a really good buy.
Okay. Can you get a good Bordeaux in a half bottle?
Actually, you can. And you can get one that's actually ready to drink right now. The 2011 La Fleur Sissac from the Haut Médoc region of Bordeaux, France. It's ready to drink. Easy, beautiful Bordeaux. Oodles of soft, spicy fruit, little lightly seasoned with notes of red berry, provincial herbs. And I like the cedarwood accents in this. And although it has enough breath to pair with, say, lamb or beef, I would drink this on its own. It's really a pretty wine. It's only $19.
We talked at the beginning about how half bottles are a little pricier, but you've got a suggestion for one that won't break the bank.
Absolutely. This one's a great value. The 2008 Bodegas Frederico Petonina Banda Azul. Crianza.
Keep going. Nicely done.
Thank you. This is from the Rioja region of Spain, and it's just a value-oriented beauty. It has a nose of ripe, soft fruit, revealing dark plum, little cherry, melded with notes of subtle dried herbs and spice. But I really like the flavors of red berry fruit, baking spices, tobacco, just balanced and refined on the palate. It's a medium-balanced finish, polished tannins. This is a really spectacular value. $8.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Stick that in your picnic basket.
Yeah. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist and master of the tongue twister. You want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week. And as always, please drink responsibly.